Hey everybody, what's up, what's up? It's your well woman practitioner, LaShanna Moore of Holistically Well, and this is another episode of What, Where, Holistically Speaking, where we endeavor to be well and be whole in every season of our lives. Listen, I am looking down at dirt and rocks and grass and flowers and all that good stuff right now while I'm talking to you. Yes, I am recording from outdoors. My wind chime is chiming. The birds are chirping and talking and singing and carrying on. The dogs are having their conversation with each other. You may hear them from time to time in the background, and it's just a beautiful thing. The wind is blowing just right. It's a gentle breeze. And what? Houston's weather is acting good. She on her best behavior today, okay? I mean, it's warm. It's not very hot, and I'm going to say that now because the forecast says by the weekend it's going to be 90 degrees. We're entering into May as of tomorrow, my family's birthday month, and May will probably bring more swelling heat. As of today, oh, I'm taking in this seemingly lovely weather. And I'm out here enjoying a lovely day on a day where my morning started out producing a lot of thought on your behalf. So let me share it with you. I want to talk about our experiences in the doctor's office. And if men are listening, I'm glad because this also constitutes your attention as well and conversation with you. You are familiar with me discussing advocacy, self-advocacy, advocating for one another, health equity, medical apartheid, and all of that, right? Well, I had a personal experience this morning, and I want to share it with you. Before I do, let's have our moment to we treat. Can we do that? Yeah, relax your bodies. If you're driving or if you're doing some work, do what you can. Don't dare close your eyes, but relax your body. Relax your muscles. Let's do a full body scan from the top of your head, moving down your face, your ears, your jaws, unclench them, your neck, relax it, your shoulders, relax them, your chest, your arms, your back, your waist, inhale, exhale, your hips, your thighs, your legs, your ankles, your feet, toes and hands and arms. Let's breathe. Real quick, before we go into our moment of we treating, I need to share this because I've already recorded the conversation and you need to know this. A few things I've got coming up, and if you are in Houston, you've got to join me. It is my birthday event, May 17th from 8 p.m. to midnight. It is the Women's Lounge. We are going to have a night of exclusively women only pampering, party, food, music, celebration, whatever the vibe is that you need for your weekend wind down will be at the Women's Lounge. Go to my website at holisticallywell.co or my personal, LaShannaLeonardMoore.com to register, RSVP, $48 for my 48th birthday. These are events that we're going to be hosting regularly. This event is going to be a discount for my birthday gathering. And then the second invitation is the health fair, open to the public, free. Nurses, nurse practitioners on site providing not just resources, information, but physicals, checkups, screenings, all of the good things. We want to serve everybody, especially the underserved and the uninsured. You can go to the website for that as well. And then last but not least, our annual wellness retreat returns August the 3rd. Y'all, this is about to be fire. Ooh, you'll hear more about that as well. Make sure you're following me on social medias. You have subscribed to this podcast and you are checking in on all updates on the websites. All right, are you ready now? Let's go retreat. Gotta do it. Gotta Gotta do it. Remember to breathe. There's a song by Marcus Cole called Remember to Breathe. When I had my dance company, I choreographed a piece off of that song. Breathe, y'all. Breathe. Wherever you are in life. Up high, down low, in between, unsure, definitely sure, all of that. Just breathe. I'm pulling up some weeds. I tell you, there are certain things and certain things that I do, certain areas that I'm in that I know for sure I can hear the voice of God. When I'm in my prayer closet, when I'm up in the air flying, when I'm in the yard doing yard work, got my hands in soil, my feet in the dirt, he shows out. And he talks. And so I just wanted to get my hands in the ground today. And it has been refreshing. I've also been led to a day of resting today. Now, I've been, if you know the update, I have been preparing for a move into a new facility. Holistically Well is actually moving into a brick and mortar. And it's required a lot. It's required 12, 14 plus hour days on a norm right now. Entrepreneurs know about that kind of life. Those of you who are working corporate or in other industries who do overtime or in managerial executive roles, supervisory roles, you know about that life that definitely surpasses the 8 to 5. And there have been a lot of modifications, a lot of changes, a lot of updates, a lot of edits, a lot of revisions, a lot of revisiting things, a lot of additions. And today I was led to rest. And let me tell you something. As a woman who's 47, approaching 48, and desiring to live smart, desiring to let wisdom guide me, not impulse, living by faith and not by sight, I don't want to live in hindsight. Everything for me does not have to be in hindsight. If I was led to rest today and I have the wherewithal to do it, guess what? I'm doing it. And did. And am. Yes, taking the day to rest. We talk about it being resistance, not a luxury, but necessary. But there's going to be a point in your life where something or a season in your life is going to challenge that. It's going to challenge that. We talk in bumper sticker jargon a lot, and I'm not sure how much we are really cognizant of whether or not we're doing the things that we say. But your life is going to challenge you to rest during a moment that feels like you need to be moving, hustling, working. I had been claiming, and I'm not at my talk yet, I'm just sharing inspiration right now. I had been claiming sweatless victories, and that started last year. This year, top of this year has been anything, but even this season right now, because it's not even a walk of faith. You've probably heard me say it before. I'm out here swimming. This is a swim of faith. Like, them shallow waters is gone. They gone. Them shallow waters are gone. I'm not even on the beach. I am in some deep waters where it's a joke to try to think I can land my feet. So I am resting. I allowed myself to be led in green pastures and lying beside proverbial still waters. This is where I am and this is what I'm doing. I just want to encourage you when you're feeling, when you're sensing, when you have the nudges. Pretty simple, y'all. Take heed. You don't know what you're saving yourself from, but you don't know also what you're preparing yourself for. Seasons can change for you overnight, and it is important that your ears are attuned to hear the divine wisdom that God gives all of us. And just wanted to share that with you. So this morning, here's my talk now. This morning I had to get up rather early. Not gonna say earlier than usual. I'm up early in the mornings, but I had to get up particularly this morning early for a doctor's appointment. It was a second part, or part two of a doctor's appointment that required an ultrasound, more specifically a vaginal ultrasound. That is not anything new to women's health, women's reproductive health. When we get our annuals, our well woman exam, our pap smears, and things like that, particularly for those of you who have fibroids like myself, and other reproductive endocrine challenges, you may be very familiar with vaginal ultrasounds. So anyway, got up this morning. My hubby went with me, thankful for his support. I don't always ask him to go for this one today, for the particular purpose of the visit today. I asked him to go and be with me. And I am definitely a woman who has learned to use my voice to be an advocate for myself when I am out of the practitioner seat and on the practitioner table, the patient table. And I took this time today to observe a lot of things. I wanted to see how this whole experience was going to run down. Number one, if I didn't say anything, if I didn't ask questions. I wanted to see if there was going, if I would have bedside manner, hospitality, gentleness, eye contact, description, information, kindness, apathy. I just wanted to see. So it started with me actually assuming, because I have before, that my husband could go in the back with me. And when he was following me back there, I was informed that he could not come. So the first step of advocacy and just empowerment in the nurses, in the doctor's office or nurse office, power to nurses, was why? Why? Because you have the right to ask. I asked why. That was the first thing. So, she kind of shrugged it off. Well, this is not going to take long. Just be 15 minutes. She'll be back. First of all, bam, it was more than 15 minutes. Okay. And secondly, I was not satisfied with that answer. So he stayed in the lobby. My husband is not confrontational unless he needs to step up for me and you'll see another side. But he was chill. He went and sat down. I went on to the room. And when the nurse assistant came in, I asked. And, you know, why was he not allowed? I'm walking through this on purpose because we talk so many times. We talk in an overview style. We talk in a summarized style of, hey, you need to defend. You need to speak up for yourself. You need to ask questions. And we don't always lay out what that looks like, sounds like. So I'm walking through this with you. In hopes that it will inspire and educate those of you who need to know how is this done. And look, confrontation or inquiry is not always cruel or callous or aggressive. It's just an inquiry. It can be in a very conversational tone, such as the case this morning. I asked why. And she said they changed the policy, that particular office, per COVID, unless it was an OB visit. I was like, okay, well, this ain't no OB visit. Okay, so I just tried to settle with that. I still personally was not pleased or content with the response, but she gave me one and I let it be. We got other things we need to attend to. Okay, let's move on. So second thing that I wanted to notice was the eye contact. I know that medical staff, they have their own personal lives. They have their own challenges. They have their own frustration and anxieties. They're dealing with with managing their lives and the rhythms of their lives. And I'm aware of that. Case in point, I speak to everyone. I smile. I give you the first and second benefit of the doubt. I allow you to be a human as well, but I do have an expectation. Just like in my establishment, people have an expectation of me and my operation. So I looked to see if there was going to be eye contact when she came in. I looked to see to listen to the cadence of her speaking to me, going through the script. Hi, Mrs. Moore. We're here to do vaginal ultrasound. We're gonna just need you. I need to undress. You're gonna dress down to your waist down. You can keep your bra on. Just have your shoes. Put your shoes here. Your clothes there. You're gonna da, 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 da. You know how it is when you go, right? And that was the case. sis was speeding through it. And just for self-advocacy and to set the tone for our intimate relationship that we're about to have, because you're going to be doing things that deal with my vagina, I asked her if she could repeat those things slowly again. So there's another example for you. Or however you need your nurse to give you information. Then I made sure I looked at her to encourage her to look back to me, back at me, right? Because there is nothing more vulnerable than you going to the doctor's office, be it an earache, a prostate exam, high blood pressure, or getting your blood pressure checked, or someone in your private parts, pap smear, ultrasound, whether it's abdominal or vaginal. There's nothing more vulnerable, and there's nothing more vulnerable than me preparing to lie there in a gown with a sheet over me with my legs open for you to do what is necessary. Now, let's get that straight. What is necessary? But this is a vulnerable moment. The least that I can receive is your care, your kindness, your eye contact, and slow down. So I paid attention to those things. I wanted to ask questions about different aspects of the ultrasound. I wanted to make sure that what the orders that my doctor had put in, because my doctor did put in specific orders to be included, I wanted to make sure that that was done and that she was aware of that. Listen, you are allowed, okay? Try your hardest. I'm not going to say don't, because we all have different personalities. Try not to be concerned of whether or not you're offending. This is your right. And there are patient rights. Every state has patient rights. And this is just low-level stuff. This is not malpractice or anything like that. This is just general protocol and fundamental practice, that you have those rights. And as I lie there, forgive me for being grammatically incorrect, I observed the room, and I started to playback conversations and feedback from women that I've heard throughout the years, or if I'm interviewing, or if I'm on a panel or doing a workshop, of women who just express not liking to be in there. Last radio interview I did with the amazing 102.5 sister Amanda shared, I want to get in and out. Why do I want to sit there any longer than I have to and ask my doctor questions? And that was very valid. That feeling was valid. We should not assume that each one of you are going to be so vigilant and militant about your time with the doctor that you're wanting to make sure that you get A through Z answered. Everybody is not like that. And when I was lying there today on the bed, of which had no stirrup, so she had to prop me up with a rolled towel, and then I had to scoot close to her. Some rooms just have, you know, different equipment. No shade, but I adjusted. As I lie there, I paid attention to the room. It's dim. Of course, it has to be. This is imaging. It's cold. There's nothing bright or vibrant or peaceful about the atmosphere. It's sterile. And maybe to the credit of hospitals and medical clinics and chains and things like that, those that are not independent clinics, that's what you're going to get. There's no decor. There's no interior design. There's no concern or thought or intentionality about your comfort or your emotional, mental, spiritual experience in these places. I do applaud the major, major shift in the dental industry. We've got these dental clinics and dental offices opening now that really place more emphasis on the patient's experience. Why? Because folks don't like going to the dentist. But folks need to understand how important and critical oral health is to the overall health. So they're trying to get more people into regular dental visits. So the atmosphere is different. Your room has a certain vibe. Your dentist has a certain vibe. His assistants give you a certain type of care and even humor if needed. They know how to make those assessments. Some of our nurse practitioners who have branched out and started their own clinics will give you that vibe. Our main chains are hospitals and multiple clinics and franchises. Probably not. But it made me think long and hard about some changes that need to be made in addition in this healthcare system, in addition to the ones that we're already advocating for. We got a long road ahead of us, America healthcare system. And ladies and gentlemen, it starts one step at a time with how we approach, we being the citizen, the patient, how we approach our experiences with our doctors, with our medical teams, with our health staff, the questions that we ask, knowing that you can. And I say this often, and I'm going to say it today again. If you have to script your conversation, your responses, your questions, if you need to prepare for that. I watched a special with a gynecologist, female gynecologist, who went for her colonoscopy, and she shared the vulnerable experience. Now, she was under great care. It's a show called Urban MD. It comes on the Fox Soul channel. It's on my smart TV. Show called Urban MD. And I haven't checked yet to see if they have a social media presence. I'm sure they probably do. But here is a practitioner who shared her vulnerable experience with the colonoscopy, even being under great, excellent care. So no one is exempt from the vulnerability. Furthermore, I want that to validate your vulnerability and the fact that you do feel vulnerable. As I was lying there, and I'm getting ready to wrap this up, as I was lying there, I was reminding myself of the empowerment. Now, flat out, there are some things that we're going to have to do regarding our health that we're just not going to like. They're not going to feel good physically. Some news that we receive is not going to sound good. So do not bypass your general checkups. Do not bypass having your health overseen by specialists, doctors, medical professionals who go to school and do this. But in the process of that, utilize your voice, your power. And that doesn't have to look like Superman, Superwoman, Wonder Woman. It can look just like you. You can speak it as softly as you are or as firm as you are. Be kind, because a soft answer turns away wrath. Give kindness, extend grace so that those who are not giving grace know what grace looks like and hopefully will be humbled by it. And then if at the end of the day you need to file a claim or a dispute or a grievance like I have had to do before, then you do that. Find your power when you are in these vulnerable moments. I lie there and I was like, well, ain't much to do right now while she's doing what she's doing. But for me to count the towels on the ceiling, read the stickers on the cabinet over and over. Check my nails, think about what I'm doing after this, you know, filling my mind with thoughts as well, my faith and worship and good things that bring joy and happiness and lovely pursuit. All of this be happening while we're in the doctor's office, right? So what is the takeaway from this talk? The takeaway is, number one, to accept your vulnerability because it is just that. To validate your own feelings and emotions when you are in this vulnerable position, because they should be. Verify that you are receiving the treatment, the care, the conversation, the interaction that you deserve. Don't leave feeling belittled or less than just because you don't have on a white coat or multiple letters behind your name, or because you haven't been to school for pharmacy, pharmacy tech, surgeon, cardiologist, gynecologist, sonographer, image specialist. Don't feel less than. Those three V's I want you to remember. My last V that I'm going to leave you with is vitality. Even if you have a diagnosis, where can you birth vitality in your life? There are sisters all around me, my age and even younger, who I'm watching be determined to live their lives with their diagnoses. I have done it in my own life. I was diagnosed with PCOS when I was dating my going-to-be husband. PCOS is one of the bigger reproductive disorders, endocrine disorders, diagnoses that challenge fertility. And I was like, wow. Now, after all these years, I've been waiting and wondering when my better half or partner, however you want to word it, is coming. Our paths cross divinely. And now this challenge is here. And I have worked vigilantly and diligently with this PCOS sis of mine, this little friend that I'm living with. And it has improved. But it's been tough. And I've had to find vitality. Vitality in my thinking, vitality from my faith, vitality through my community, vitality in my plans for life and living, in the small things and the big pursuits. So that's what I want to leave you with today. Do share this with someone. Revisit this. Replay it when you need to. I've got an upcoming series with some women who are going to be giving their stories and sharing their stories with you of navigating their health crisis. And it's going to be good. It's going to be good share, because it is in these times when we're not just being transparent for the sake of, or we're not just being vulnerable to do a tell all, but we are opening ourselves to share so that it may inspire, impact, maximize, educate, prevent, encourage. Those are the reasons that we share our stories. So with that being said, this is your well woman practitioner, LaShanna Moore, reminding you, hey, well, be whole. Okay? Until the next time. Bye-bye.